It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
One of the stories you may hear about in the news today is the need to check your headlights if you have an older vehicle. AAA Motor Club is coming out with a report that says the plastic covering on your car's headlights could pose what it calls a major safety concern on the roadways, as that covering over time becomes more translucent than transparent. The report says the typical vehicle out on the road today is generating only 22% of the light that it did when the headlights were new. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Conference Committee on the Farm Bill produced their bill yesterday, 807 pages altogether, yet to get final approval of Congress. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts from Kansas noted that the journey of writing this bill started nearly 2 years ago. Roberts said his committee held dozens of hearings, listened to more than 90 witnesses, and received thousands of public comments. The ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson from Minnesota, talked about the many diverse needs of agriculture and rural America addressed in this bill. He listed research, outreach to beginning and underserved producers, local and organic food production, bioenergy, and access to new markets. Congressman Peterson said the Farm Bill also addresses broadband needs, farm stress and mental health issues, as well as the opioid epidemic in rural areas. You may have heard the news that President Trump has picked former Fox News host, now State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert, to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Heather has her roots here in the heartland. She was born in Rockford, Illinois, and attended the Keith Country Day School there as a youngster. A man trying to rescue his dog from an icy pond drowned yesterday in Indianapolis. 2 bystanders tried in vain to get out to the man who was about 30 feet from the shore. The body was found in 15 feet of water. And police in Minnesota are still trying to identify the 2 guys who used bolt cutters to steal a Salvation Army bell ringer's kettle. It happened in Blaine, Minnesota a week ago. The 2 were caught on camera. They haven't been identified yet. There is every season a Grinch out there, isn't there? That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.